Services Committee for the Town of Mount Pleasant. We are running behind. We are at the appointed place, a little past the appointed hour, with the agenda properly published to comply. And the first order of business is the approval of the minutes from the September 5th, 2017 meeting.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
So moved. Public comments, and we have a new protocol. If we could, please come to the podium, take the microphone. Is there anybody with a public comment they would like to make? None? All right. We will move along to the Employee Years of Service Recognition. Jody?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
So, if I could get Michael Smalls to please come forward.
It's my pleasure to be able to recognize Michael Smalls for 5 years of service. Michael started as a grounds and event technician, and he presently works what we call the ball field crew. And he works on a crew, and their basically responsibility is dragging and lining and painting a ball field so the recreation could go out and have a good time and have fun and do their events. And Michael's been doing this for several years now. And also what's happened here recently is Michael's going to be promoted whether he knows it or not. We like what he's doing. He's doing an excellent job for us. He's a go-getter. He's motivated. And he, instead of now working on the crew, he's going to be running that crew. And we want to look forward to 5 more, 10 more, 15 more years from Michael for everything he does. Thank you for 5 years of service.
Thank you.
I would like one more thing. I think Michael's mom is actually in the room. Right? You need to be proud of your son. Thank you.
Love it.
Moving on to
item 4 on the agenda, update on Hurricane Irma debris removal. Sounds like a broken record. How many debris removal reports? But thank you.
Can't get it up.
I'm gonna let
Andy do this. We handed out a handout for you for information, and right now we're having a little difficulty getting it up on the screen.
That's all right.
So I'm gonna turn it over to Andy, and I think it's very well self-explanatory what we've been doing here lately and how we prepared for the storm and what we've done after the storm. So I'm gonna turn it over to Andy. We go from here.
Yes, sir. We started our hurricane prep about 5 September, Tuesday the 5th of September, as it started working its way up and it looked like it could possibly impact us. We basically planned from everything from a major hurricane down to a tropical storm because it was so unpredictable as to which way it would go. And the storm actually hit in the 10th through 12th of September. We haven't put an end date on the storm yet because we're obviously still cleaning up. The rain started on the 10th and ended on the 12th, and cleanup started the afternoon of the 12th. In preparation, as I said, we did quite a bit of planning across the town, and then we went to our normal preps. It was clearing and inspecting stormwater infrastructure to include trying to do some emergency maintenance on some SCDOT infrastructure, like on Mathis Road, the ditches and that there, in order to try to alleviate some of the flooding concerns. We also made and distributed sandbags. We put out about 3,900 sandbags in the end. We also rented any needed extra equipment, which was a couple extra loaders and some extra pumps, stuff we just didn't have. And we had to do that just because we didn't know the severity of the storm and if our equipment would be enough on hand. We also completed all waste management routes, both garbage and trash, to get all that off the street prior to the storm hitting, and we secured all the town facilities. For the actual storm, we staged in our personnel and equipment, and we ran 24-hour operations. We had 59 total folks from Public Service Department working the event. We broke into our 3 zones, which is the same we did for Hurricane Matthew, and each zone was manned between 2 zones had 16 people and 1 zone had 17. And those consisted of 2 shift foremen and 14 to 15 people per zone. And we had our north, south, and central zone. The MEOC was manned by 9 people, for the event, and then we had one facilities maintenance person in order to help keep Town Hall straight here while we were all operating. During the storm, we had 148 total events or incidents reported. Of those, 54 were flooding, 63 fallen tree limbs, 2 downed power lines, and 1 facility leak, and then 10 infrastructure damage. Compared to Hurricane Matthew, we had about 312 for Matthew, so we were at about half of the reported incidents. The night shift on the 12th, or going into the morning of the 12th, closed out the event, and then the recovery effort started the morning of the 13th, or morning of the 12th, I'm sorry. And then with that, we started a focus on rec facilities to kind of a return to normalcy. We got the initial cleanup of everything, and fields were available for practice on the 13th. By the 15th, closed business on the 15th, on Friday, all soccer fields and football fields were ready for play. They'd been cleaned, they'd been cut, they'd been lined. And then we turned toward 2 on baseball and softball facilities, and they were ready to play when the season started that Monday. The last rec facility was completely clean on the 21st of September. We conducted 109 post-event inspections, which led to 41 work orders for cleaning infrastructure, for repairing infrastructure and stuff within the town. Waste Management Division, we started collecting garbage on the 13th, and by which was Wednesday, we collected through Saturday, and by Monday we were back on the normal schedule on the garbage side. We also started debris removal on the 13th, and we continued that. We finished our first pass last Thursday, in 14 days of collection, which was last Thursday. Sorry. Yeah. Get the slides up since I'm almost done. 14 days of collection, which was last Thursday, we had collected 17,968 cubic yards. With no outside support. There wasn't a declaration. We didn't ask for any mutual assistance, and the storm chasers didn't come in for assistance. So we collected 17,968 as of last Thursday. By comparison, for Hurricane Matthew, in that same time frame, we collected 22,654. However, of that 14-day period, 7 of it was just the Public Service Department, and then 7 of it included augmentation from Rock Hill, Anderson, and Greer. So overall, the collection efforts went pretty good. Again, we started our second pass on Thursday, and as of this close of business on Friday, we had collected 19,176 cubic yards of debris.
Great.
That's the brief, sir, unless if you have any questions.
I don't.
I do have a comment, and you also kept up the regular garbage collection and all the regular stuff that Public Services does. So you have our thanks and our praise for a job well done. Committee members, any comments or questions?
Mr. Chairman, I just want to echo your sentiment. The Public Services, job well done. I'm glad you guys are on our side. Glad that you're part of this town and the work that you put forth. I know that I came to Town Hall, I think it was that Friday, after hours. Andy's walking back into the building to continue his effort on behalf of the town. So the town certainly owes you a debt of gratitude. Keep up the good work, and thanks very much.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much. I'll pass it to the folks who are in the field.
Thank you. Joe?
You guys did a great job.
Thank you.
Item number 5, update on Old Village Drainage Design Contract. This ought to be brief. Just big topic with everybody, even the news media, and I just want to see where we are.
I'll turn that over to Ken Rye. Ken's been involved with Thomas and Hutton from the start of this, and he's been meeting with them on a regular basis, so I'll let Ken handle this before me.
And you're correct. It is early in the game, and we are excited to get to this point. We're about 2 weeks into this phase. The contract was signed the 14th, so a little bit over 2 weeks. We have our kickoff meeting with Thomas and Hutton coming up, which will really kind of officially start it. That's on the 10th of this month. They've been working on a couple of things. One thing that they had to do on their end was get their sub-consultants under contract. So they've been working on that. They've got that completed. They've also gone in and where they did the study and got the large basins, they're working on getting the sub-basins. So they should have some good information for us on the 10th. Okay. They do have the schedule, and I can go into that a little bit if you want to, but that's where we are so far.
That's all right. It's been signed. You got a meeting coming up, and things are progressing, and the contractor has ramped up to be able to deliver what we need.
That's correct.
Okay. Eric, you got anything to add from the top level? All right. Great. Thank you, Ken. I appreciate that very much. Jody?
Yes, sir. That's
it. We're good? Anything else? There being no further business, this meeting is adjourned. Catch up.
Thanks, guys.
I can vouch for that image of the Pitt Street Bridge. Yeah, so I had to go in reverse about 30 miles an hour as the water's crashing over the...
I know.
I should have brought my board.
We're trying to figure out what we're going to do about lunch. I got two more...